Steve Greenberg, spokesman for the Siena College Research Institute, says the majority of New Yorkers have not changed their minds from past polls and want to see marijuana become legal for adults in the state. But he says there are pockets of resistance.
Support has always been between 52% and 56%, so it's constant. And what we see is Democrats and independents support it, Republicans oppose it. Young people, those under 35, three-quarters of them support it. Voters 55 and older, unfortunately my age group, we oppose it, 54% to 42%.
Greenberg says somewhat surprisingly, the support for legalizing the drug is strongest in upstate. Another major issue under consideration this week is whether to allow undocumented immigrants to obtain driver's licenses. On that issue, the numbers are the reverse. A majority of New Yorkers do not want the immigrants to get licenses, with upstate voters being the most opposed. But Greenberg says the idea has gained traction since it was first seriously discussed back in March.
It was 27 points underwater. Right now, it's 12 points underwater, so it's made a little bit of progress, but still a majority oppose it. Democrats support it. Republicans oppose it.
The poll also asked about vaccinations and equal rights for women. Respondents overwhelmingly backed getting rid of the religious exemption for vaccinations in the wake of a measles epidemic in New York due to unvaccinated children. They also back amending the state's constitution to guarantee equal rights. If polls were the arbiters of how legislators enacted laws, then the end of the session items would be quickly settled. But Greenberg says there are other factors that lawmakers consider when deciding whether to change state policies.
It's more complicated. Legislators, the governor, they all claim they pay no attention to the polls. We all know that they all pay attention to the polls. But I think for legislators particularly, what's more important is how their constituents feel rather than how voters statewide feel.
When the legislature returns later on Tuesday, the assembly, led by Democrats, is expected to approve the driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants. But its future is uncertain in the Senate, which is also run by Democrats. There is resistance among some assembly members and senators to legalizing cannabis. And a bill to end the religious exemption for vaccinations is stuck in the Assembly Health Committee, where some members oppose it. Governor Cuomo, who is the leader of the Democratic Party, speaking late last week on WAMC Public Radio in Albany, seemed reluctant to assist the Democrats in gaining agreements, saying it's up to them to work it out. Another key issue that needs to be decided is the extension of New York City's rent laws. They expire on Saturday. There's consensus that the laws need to be renewed and strengthened, but there's no action yet on 9 separate bills that have been proposed.
There's no negotiation. Whatever they can pass, the assembly will pass and I will sign. It's that simple.
The poll also asked about the governor's political future. Cuomo recently said he'd like to seek a fourth term when he's next up for election in 2022. The poll found that 58% of those surveyed would not like to see that happen. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.